This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Good morning. As you head into this day, and remember that this day is a part of the much bigger picture of what God is doing in your life, and that what He wants to do through you happens in steps, in stages as well. Well, as you think about that, remember that at every stage, every step, every day of your life, you must experience God working through you if you want your life to make a difference, if you want your life to count. We're talking all this week about living life on purpose, moving with this sense that God has put me here for a reason, and that as I look at my life, I see certain ways that God works through me, certain things that God blesses through me. And so I'm going to focus on those things in my life. And as I do that, every moment of it, I need God at work in and through me, because it's Him who really makes the difference. It's not me. I need to be available to Him for Him to work through me and in me. And I love the fact that He's involved me in really significant things in life, but it's Him who has to accomplish it. I can't accomplish those things. When I come to that realization, then I know that one of the most foundational, important things in my life is to stay close to God in my relationship with Him, to keep a clear, clean relationship with Him, and to come to Him for forgiveness when I need to find His forgiveness, to move on in my relationship with Him, and to keep pushing to know Him more, to understand Him more deeply, and to experience His work in and through me. So these times every day, listening to God, responding to Him, are so important for your whole life. And as we talk about this idea of having a sense of what God has put me here for, what is the race that He's set before me, and then setting some faith goals about what He might accomplish through me in this area that He seems to bless through me, setting some goals that are beyond just what I can do and trusting God, and then setting some clear step-by-step things that need to happen in order for that goal to become a reality, sharing those things with others so you create a kind of sense of accountability about those things in your life. And then I think another important thing is to put some details out before God. Set some target dates when you're going to ask God to do some things. I think of Nehemiah when he was there and the people of Israel had been carried away into captivity. They're in exile. They're not living in the nation of Israel. And he is in an important role of being the cupbearer to the king. And so he gets news and he hears news of what's happening back in Jerusalem and how the city is just destroyed. The walls are broken down. The few people that are left there are in disarray, and his heart is just broken. He's in tears. And the king sees that he's not totally happy, and he asks him about it, and Nehemiah says, "Oh man, I really want to do something about the people at home, the people in Jerusalem." And the king says to him, "What would you request?" And Nehemiah says in Nehemiah chapter 2, verses 4 and 5, "So I prayed to the God of heaven, and I said to the king, 'If it please the king, and if your servant has found favor before you, send me to Judah, to the city of my father's tombs, that I may rebuild it.' The king said to me," the queen sitting beside him, "'How long will your journey be, and when will you return?' And so it pleased the king to send me, and I gave him a definite time." So you see that Nehemiah, he didn't just go with this big faith goal and said, "King, make something happen." He had planned out what needed to happen, and he had specific dates and times when he was trusting God to bring things to fruition. And I encourage you also, as you have a sense that God has given you some goals, as you've thought through the direction He seems to be setting in your life, and you set some faith goals, and you think through some steps that it takes to get to those goals, put some dates on those steps and say, "God, would you act and would you show me it by this date and help me to accomplish this by this date?" And then start working towards that and watch God get involved. I'm John North.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 1032's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.